This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh boy, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. You can find me online at Ryan Recker. And it looks like Lisa Kemp on the texting on the chat for the video says, "Hey everybody, Ryan is here." What a nice little message to read. Isn't that great?
That is cool. So people get excited when you fill in.
I know. This is so fun, though. Whenever I get this chance, it's always such an honor. So I'll be in a couple of days this week. I know that it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So I'll be back again Wednesday, back again Friday. So we get a few days together this week. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Kim.
Although you're not really celebrating. And, you know, you had time during the commercial break to put green on. And I see you have not done that.
No, not a chance. I am so anti what they tell you to do. Like if someone says, "Oh, you have to wear green on St. Patrick's Day," I'm not wearing green just because someone said you should do it.
I'm kind of like that. Like if you tell me to go that I have to go left, I'm going to want to go right. I can definitely be like that.
I have to do that with my wife. She always gives me the wrong directions. She'll be looking at the GPS and she doesn't know her left from her right. And I'll say, "What am I supposed to do?" She goes, "Oh, turn right." Okay. "Oh, you're supposed to turn left."
Hey, you know
so
what?
I almost have to assume I got to go the other way.
One of the best pieces of advice that my husband and I got when we did our premarital counseling at our church was when you're trying to drive somewhere and you're with your spouse and your wife says you should go right and you think you should go left, it's actually a win-win if you go right. Even if it's the wrong direction, you still went the direction that she thinks it is. So she still feels like you supported her and went that direction. And then obviously if it's wrong, she's going to feel a little bit bad about that. But if you go left and you're right, she's still upset that you kind of went against her. You know what I mean? We talk about that all the time. He's like, "Yeah, it's a win-win."
I'll tell you what. I don't know much about the psychology of women, but I can tell you they don't feel bad when you act on their bad advice. They don't feel bad at all. They're like cats because they have no remorse when they get you to do something you shouldn't do.
I don't know, Ryan. Is something your wife like listening right now?
No, she's sleeping. She might hear me through the floorboards because I think my office in the basement is right below our room. So she hears mumbling. She'll know. Her radar's up as soon as we're talking about her. All right, let's get to the short list.
The Mark Cox short list. 44%, you say right direction. That's up since November. And if that doesn't seem like a lot, the last time it cracked 40%, you got to go back to 2012.
And I'll keep in mind, November was when Joe Biden was in office. So more people believe the country is going in the right direction than they did when Joe Biden was in office. So just keep that in mind.
For 30 or 40 years, we have allowed countries to treat us unfairly in global trade, much of it during the Cold War, because we wanted them to be rich and prosperous because they were our allies in the Cold War.
You know, Marco Rubio did a full explanation of what's going on with this trade and some of the other issues that the United States is trying to tackle all at once. I will say this, when it comes to all the appointments by Donald Trump, Marco Rubio is showing so many fantastic signs of leadership. And you can put him on any show, and he's not combative, but he's very good at breaking down when the reporter is wrong. And I think he is just such a huge rising star right now.
It took Reagan about 14 months to really correct course. And then, as you recall, once he got those policies in place, the economy exploded.
If you go back and look at some of the, I guess, challenges that Ronald Reagan faced when the economy was put into his hands after Jimmy Carter, there were some pretty tough times there. And keep in mind, I don't know any of this. Like, this is before I was born. Well, not, it's like right when I was too young, let's put it that way, to understand politics and what was going on in the world. But I can tell you just by going back and looking at it, I don't want 17% interest rates on homes. I don't want unemployment in the double digits. I don't want these things. This is terrible. Ronald Reagan had to really correct the ship more than Donald Trump did. But I like that economists are looking at it and saying that Donald Trump has the opportunity to correct this in a much faster time than Ronald Reagan did. And I agree.
I raised my boys to be young men. That American male masculinity is something I think is very important for boys.
Kim, we got to talk about that later. That was Captain America actor Anthony Mackie, the main actor, talking about masculinity in the fall of masculinity in the United States and how we got to reverse this trend. It's awesome. I'm so glad he's saying it. I don't even like the Captain America movies, but now I'm like feel obligated to like them because I like the actor now.
Isn't that funny how that works? Because I wouldn't be a fan typically either.
Too.
But yeah, no, it's true. Yeah.
It gives me the opportunity to enjoy it. I'll put it that way, because my default is I'm not going to enjoy it because these Hollywood people are going to try to put something down my throat that is counter to what I believe in. So it's not going to be enjoyable. So I'm just going to not bother with it. When I know the opposite is true, I go in with much higher expectations.
Yeah, I get that. And I agree with what he's saying. It absolutely has gone downhill and people slam men for being masculine and they think that they just, you know, like even women on some of these reality dating shows, they just get so happy when the men are so sensitive. And I think it, like most women probably do like a sensitive guy to a degree, but they're all they also want a sense of masculinity. You don't want some guy who's crying at the drop of a hat. You want a guy who's going to protect you and who's going to, well, I would say take charge, but, you know, be the head of the household. But, you know, nowadays,
head of the household, but
it's just not how it is now. It's all about this like 50-50 partnership. That's what you hear people say all the time.
Let's put it this way. Your head of the household is 100% right. And biblically speaking, too, there is order in the household that you need to uphold. But let's put it this way. In the middle of the night, if someone's trying to break in, what is your husband going to do? Is he going to grab the bat or the gun and take charge? Or is he going to hide under the covers? That's the big question.
Mm-hmm.
You want someone that's going to take charge in a situation like that because you have your family to protect. Marco Rubio, I really think, is becoming a huge rising star. And he was someone that was, you know, on the presidential scale and was looked at and as a rising star before, kind of fizzled out. But his time might not have been that time. His time might be right now. Everything that Marco Rubio is doing is so impressive to me. I look at him and I say, this is the guy that is looking like he could be the next president of the United States. Everything that he's doing when it comes to answering questions, leading the country during some of these negotiations, and I mean, literally breaking down some of these narrative media narratives in front of the journalists that are trying to do the gotchas. He's doing it in a way where he is non-combative. He is just, here's a matter of fact, and this is why we're doing it, and this is why it's important. And he's so good at breaking it down. I got to say, I've never been more impressed at Marco Rubio than right now. Can we play the full clip number two, Carl? I think that's the one we were playing before, but let's play the whole thing because this is really good. So to set this up on clip number two, he's on Face the Nation, CBS, and will we engage in negotiations with other countries when it comes to tariffs? So this big tariff talk is what is on everyone's mind. Here's how he breaks it down.
The president rightfully believes that the balance of global trade is completely off kilter. For 30 or 40 years, we have allowed countries to treat us unfairly in global trade, much of it during the Cold War, because we wanted them to be rich and prosperous because they were our allies in the Cold War. But now that has to change. You look at the European Union. The European Union's economy is about the same size as ours. It's not a low-wage economy. It's very comparable to ours in terms of its composition and so forth. Why do they have a trade surplus with us? So what the president is saying is two things. Number one, there are critical industries like aluminum, like steel, like semiconductors, like automobile manufacturing that he rightfully believes, President Trump rightfully believes the U.S. needs to have a domestic capability. And the way you protect those industries and build that capability is by ensuring that there's economic incentives to produce in the United States. The second is global, and that is, we are going to put tariffs on countries reciprocal to what they impose on us. And so this is a global. It's not against Canada. It's not against Mexico. It's not against the EU. It's everybody. And then from that new baseline of fairness and reciprocity, we will engage potentially in bilateral negotiations with countries around the world on new trade arrangements that make sense for both sides. Fairness. But right now, it's not fair.
Whoa, great answer. And I think, what was it? It was Europe, I forgot some of the statistics he gave, but $200 billion trade deficit. So you look at some of these other countries that are taxing American companies to do business with them to the tune of $200 billion a year. And you have a Donald Trump that goes in and says, this is stupid. We need to stop trying to give the incentive to tax these companies because they do business as Americans. Forget that. We're going to put reciprocal trades on in even the playing field. And if you put it that way, once things get worked out, it's going to be a huge deal for the United States to be put on level playing ground with that. We need to stop subsidizing other countries. I mean, that's simply how it should be put. Coming up after the break, Heritage Foundation joins us. I think it's Cully Stimson joining us this morning, which is cool. We'll have a chance to catch up with Cully. And there's so much going on in the world today to break down from the Heritage Foundation, senior legal fellow. Coming up after the break, I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Ricker, filling in. Always a pleasure when we get Hans von Spakovsky on.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
So, von Spakovsky, is that an Irish name?
How did you know that? Yeah.
Good morning to you, sir.
No, it's not, but, you know, my wife's family is English-Irish, so we will be celebrating and eating a little bit of corned beef and cabbage today, so.
Oh, that sounds great. With the Heritage Foundation, I tell you, one of the big developments over the weekend is this auto signature and saying that
right. Some
of those auto signatures are void. That's a strong case. I don't think I've ever seen anything similar to that. Is there legal standing to say, we don't think the president of the United States actually signed these documents, thus they have no authority? Is there legal standing for that?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not sure who would have standing to assert that claim. In other words, who could claim that they were somehow injured by that? And I have a tough time believing that any federal judge is going to want to take a case like that and try to determine whether the president really signed a particular document. In any event, you know, Biden would probably short circuit this right away and issue some kind of statement saying, well, yeah, an auto pen signed it, but I authorized them to do that. And that would end the case, you know.
I didn't know you could use means like an auto pen to do official business. That's a first for me, too.
Well, in the past, look, auto pens have been used for a long time in the White House, but they haven't been used for that. They've been used to, you know, sign letters, for example, when the president sends out thank you notes or when they send out Christmas cards, things like that, that aren't official business. This is extremely unusual, and it certainly does raise a lot of questions about the mental competence of Joe Biden and who was actually running things.
Right. What an interesting turn of events. But the other side of it is that let's go and talk about these deportations of these criminals that were, you know, pretty violent gang members. So there was such a weird turn of events. So the first report was a judge ordered they couldn't be deported, and then they were deported anyway. And the defense was the plane was already en route over international waters. And then didn't come out that the judge didn't. It was more of a verbal than a written. What a crazy events here. So how do you break down the deportations, the authority of the president of the United States, and a judge trying to stop gang members from being deported?
Well, the president was using the Alien Enemies Act, an old statute that allows a president to basically throw terrorists, enemies of the United States, out of the country without a hearing. And the president obviously determined that for national security purposes, this was necessary. Yet you have a judge stepping in and saying that he's questioning the foreign policy judgments of the president. That is so far outside the authority of a judge that the White House was correct to act about this and say this is a judge can't do this. By the way, who appointed this judge? Barack Obama. Oh, and guess what? He was on the FISA court, you know, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. He was on that court during the entire period that they were authorizing illegally electronic surveillance warrants against Trump during the whole Russia Trump hoax investigation.
Wow. I think that when you talk about deporting violent gang members that it wouldn't be contested. So who contested it? Like, who's the one that brought the challenge to stop the deportations?
In this particular case, you have liberal organizations all over the country, including the ACLU, and all these pro-illegal alien groups. They are the ones who are bringing these lawsuits. And if you want to get a good idea of just how far they're willing to go, you know, the Fox News has a great story this morning about somebody has leaked internal emails from Minnesota of all these lawyers, including public defenders, people working in the clerk's offices of judges, basically conspiring to do everything they can to hide aliens from ICE and prevent ICE from being able to pick them up.
Wow. So, by the way, because we're limited on time, if people wanted to read some of your work, where can they go?
Go to heritage.org, or go to the Daily Signal, electronic newspaper, the Heritage Foundation. In fact, I got an article there published just on Friday about all the lawsuits against Elon Musk and Doge.
Wow. I got to tell you, Hans, you're really one of the, I would say, country's leading minds when it comes to things like this. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Thanks for having me.
Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, Daily Signal. You can find his work on there as well. A lot going on in the markets. Nicole Murray from The Gordon Deal Show this morning with Gordon Deal joining us after the break. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I don't think of this as St. Patrick's Day music, though. This doesn't seem...
Van Morrison?
It seems like a stretch. Yeah, it seems like a stretch.
Van Morrison is really Irish.
How Irish is really Irish to you? Like, fully Irish, you're all in?
They claim him.
So he's wearing green? Is he alive still?
Yeah, Van Morrison is still alive.
Okay, so we don't know if he's wearing green. We need to confirm that.
Oh,
possibly
he might
with
be
Nicole
drunk
Murray
in a gutter somewhere. But
what?
Is that what he's known for?
No, he's
just having a drinking problem.
No, he's just very angry.
Oh,
okay.
Not necessarily the best person to work with.
Yikes!
Somebody find Van Morrison in a gutter is what Carl says. Oh,
that's
boy.
Why you don't meet your hero. Not that he's my hero, but I'm saying you build this person up in your head thinking they're so great, and then you meet them and they're just not great to work with. They're not a nice person.
Yeah. I'll tell you who's great to work with is Nicole Murray. From this morning with Gordon Deal, Nicole Murray, good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for that wonderful compliment. I appreciate it.
I know.
Hey, Ryan, I'll give you the money later that we promised you. We'll send a check in the mail for that compliment.
We had to rebound from Carl saying that Van Morrison, the national treasure Van Morrison, is somewhere drunk in a gutter on St. Patrick's Day. We had to rebound from that before his lawyers got to us, so I thought that was the right way to do it.
Well, job well done.
Thanks.
Oh, there's so much going on in the national news when we pay attention to, I mean, it's just a whirlwind of so many things simultaneously happening. And on top of all of that, the economic side and the ramifications for it. This has to be a difficult thing to track on your end because there's just so much to watch.
It's very drama filled, I will say that.
Ooh, economic soap operas. Like it
more or less. More or less.
So Nicole, what are you tracking at the start of this week?
All right, so here we go. Futures are slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 674, the NASDAQ up 451, the S&P 500 up 117. Investors will be parsing through the upcoming economic data for any signs of any economic slowdown. The U.S. retail sales report set to release this morning will give insight into the state of the consumer. Economists polled by Dow Jones expect retail sales to have increased 0.6% in February. Data drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Both U.S. and global economic growth is set to be lower than previously projected. That's according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. Global growth is expected to slow from 3.2% in 2024 to 3.1% in 2025. It had previously forecasted 3.3% global economic growth for this year and next. shopping for a new home or ready to renovate your kitchen, you'll be paying more to do so. The Trump administration's tariffs on imported goods from Canada, Mexico, and China are already driving up the cost of building materials. The tariffs are projected to raise the costs that go into building a single-family home in the U.S. by $7,500 to $10,000, and that's according to the National Association of Home Builders. Oil prices traded higher this morning after the U.S. vowed to keep attacking Yemen's Houthis until the Iran-aligned group ends its assault on ships in the Red Sea. Brent futures rose 0.7% to $71.06 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate crude futures also rose 0.7% to $67.65 a barrel. Vice President J.D. Vance said he is hopeful a deal to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. will be wrapped up by the early April deadline. Questions about the future of the popular video sharing app have continued to linger since a law requiring its Chinese-based parent company to divest or face a ban took effect on January 19th. President Trump delayed enforcement of the law by 75 days when he took office. And finally, happy St. Patrick's Day. Did you know that data says the average American will consume roughly 4.2 alcoholic beverages today? One of the most popular, Guinness. 13 million pints of the beer will also be served today in honor of the holiday.
Wow. Nicole, I got to say, that seems high. 4.2 seems like a lot. Well,
if it's the average, you're thinking about all the 20-something-year-olds who plan to have like 14, and then you average that in with people who have a normal amount of alcohol, and that's where you get the 4, whatever it is.
And Guinness has less alcohol than most beers.
Oh, it does? I didn't know that.
It's like 4.2.
Hmm. Okay, so yeah, I don't know. What you're saying is... Maybe this is- For every non-drinker like me, there's someone out there slamming 8 beers
yes.
by noon
yes.
today.
Oh, yeah.
100. I'll guarantee you people are up right now drinking, taking shots.
Oh, absolutely. Pre-gaming the game, whatever yep. game there is.
Good luck at the parades. Right. Well, I actually do plan to go to one of the parades, but I will not be drinking considering I'm pregnant.
Oh, that, yes, I didn't know that, Kim.
Yes. Yeah.
That's so great.
Nicole, are you going to go to the big 6-hour-long parade in New York?
Oh my gosh, no.
Is it like the Times Square?
I'm wearing green.
Is it like the ball drop where they say if you're going to the parade in New York City to wear a diaper?
I've never gone to this parade, but I imagine so.
Yeah, no. A bunch of college kids maybe... slamming cheap beer and wearing diapers sounds terrible.
Or a Friday afternoon, depending on who you are.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Nicole, good to talk to you this morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Thanks to you as well.
We'll talk Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Ryan, Amy on Facebook says, I have friends already up and drinking, guaranteed.
Kim, I didn't realize you're pregnant. Congratulations
to you guys. I am, yeah,
thank
you.
That's so fantastic. I am so happy for you guys.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yep, it's our second.
And did you guys talk about due dates yet? I don't know what you spoke about on air yet.
Yeah, I think I did announce that. My due date would be August 28th, and I'm drinking coffee. Obviously, you have to limit your caffeine intake, but I'm having a little bit of coffee this morning, and I'm 16 weeks, and I'm just now at the point where I'm starting to feel little flutters. So when I started drinking my coffee, I started feeling tiny little, kind of, I don't even know how to describe it. Baby's like, all right, I'm up, fine.
Like the baby's phone's vibrating?
Yeah. Like, okay, I'm feeling the jolt. All right, Mom.
Someone's calling your baby's phone, and it's set on vibrate, and you feel it every time the text message
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah, to go through all of the pregnancy, another baby coming up, that's just what a wonderful time. And who knows, at least you get it in this year, so you get to claim another dependent on your taxes next year.
That's right. My husband, who's in finance, and that's how he can, because you have to hit your deductible.
Justified it.
I mean, although insurance companies are not, we have a midwife and a doula, and they're not great about coverage with all that stuff. Like, they're not great about a lot of coverage. Like, chiropractors or acupuncturists or so many things, like these more holistic approaches to things. They are terrible at insurance coverage for that. They make it so incredibly difficult. And that's the kind of stuff where you can hopefully, in some cases, prevent the more serious stuff from happening. The preventative things. And yet they don't want to cover it.
Right.
Don't get me started. I got myself started on this road and I'm going to stop.
Yeah. Well, depending on all the research, you're the opposite of most guys who just don't get anything done ever. Like, for example, I'll say this. I have to get a colonoscopy. I'm getting towards that point.
Fun.
And I keep getting notices from the doctor, thank you, that say, hey, you should schedule it. You should schedule it. They're reminding me 800 times. I'm like, they know this approach works with men because their wives get them updates, like, you know, reminders over and over and over again. They know they need about 10 reminders before they actually do something like this. I still got to schedule one.
And it's a great sleep, I will tell you that.
But not
is that right?
Yeah.
Not the day before.
No. The day before, you have to drink a lot of this liquid. That it's clear liquid, and it's not that bad.
Okay, it's not bad. What's it taste like?
You can get it flavored, but it just tastes like garbage. But
ugh.
What, you said it wasn't that bad.
It's not
it's
that bad.
Garbage.
It's not that bad.
Doesn't that
bad.
Sound nice?
Yeah. If you're a raccoon and you like garbage, then it's fine. It's not that bad.
You like digging through the trash, you're good.
Food, yeah.
Well, it's nothing you've ever had before.
They need to address the mailers that you're getting, like, Carl, you know, Ryan, you're due for your colonoscopy. Just address it to your wife instead of you, because they're going
she'll
to be the ones that
it.
Will hound. Yeah, she'll schedule it and hound you about it.
She's got to pick you up anyway. They don't
That's
let you drive
say.
Home.
You know, I'm not at the age where I call my wife my personal assistant. I think when you hit 60, it's kind of like one of those things you do as a cute thing you do with other church friends. Oh, I need to look at my, I got to talk to my personal assistant and have her check the schedule before we arrange a lunch. No, I'm not at that point yet. And she won't do it for me anyway. She'll say, do it yourself. You didn't get me to do it. What are you talking about?
You're getting tips on Facebook about what to do. Lisa says, pro tip, eat light 2 days before and your meal and your prep goes much smoother.
Because there's less to evacuate.
Blow it out.
Man. Evacuate. That's a nice way of putting it, Carl. Yes, you are absolutely evacuating any food that would be in your stomach.
And evacuate is the actual term because it's...
That's gross. All at once.
Okay.
It's a mass
so,
exodus.
So, Carl, you are...
Regular.
You have a much nicer vocabulary than I do. You said, because you need to evacuate. I said, blow it out.
Oh, my.
So, just the
See,
difference in
you
the terminology.
You don't want that.
I hope you all are enjoying breakfast right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
oranges.
Fiber. I eventually will get it done. And hopefully, sooner than later. And I do get to take sick days, a couple of sick days. I should have.
March Madness.
I should get it done soon.
Men, are you listening? That's the time to do your colonoscopies.
Vasectomies.
Yeah, forget vasectomies.
No, except you get knocked out. So you
miss the game.
Yeah, but
you get a day off of work, though. No, you wake up. I guess after you come out of it, it's like a regular day after that, isn't it?
No, you get it done. Get it done on a Monday, and then March Madness starts on Tuesday. So you would get it done today, and then you'd be recovery mode
off on Tuesday
for Tuesday, and maybe Wednesday. You say, you know what? There's been a complication. I'm going to need that next day off too. There you go.
Okay.
The big games
I
are on Thursday and Friday.
Well, then you get it done on Tuesday. Yeah. You just keep pushing it back.
Wednesday.
Got it. All right. When we come back in other news with Carl, and we'll see what other vocabulary comes out during that time. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk.
Nice. Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Apple TV has officially renewed Ted Lasso for season 4.
Ooh. What?
This is a bad idea.
Really? I thought that was a popular show.
Yeah, but people hated season 3. And it ended with a very definitive ending.
Mm.
And now Jason Sudeikis is on board to return as the pun-happy mustachioed football coach back in Kansas coaching a women's teen girls soccer team.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
You lost Ryan.
I take back what I said. You lost me.
I never got into the show.
But then he has to find his way back to England where Coach Beard is coaching. Yeah.
I watched the Stamos show on Disney Plus where he goes and coaches a women's or girls basketball team in high school.
Mm-hmm.
The same idea. Same idea.
Lame?
I've already seen this. Yeah. Don't ruin Ted Lasso by doing this.
Isn't it sad when you have a great show and they ruin it? Like Parks and Recreation, The Office, these were all phenomenal shows. And the last season was just very blah for both. I didn't even watch the last season of The Office. It was like once Once Steve Carell left, which I think that was maybe a couple seasons, I just kind of lost interest.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They've got everybody back. They've got back... They've got Hannah Waddingham, Brett Goldstein, Brendan Hunt, Jeremy Swift. Juno Temple has not signed on yet, so no Keeley.
Which one was that?
Keeley.
Oh, Keeley. Okay.
But okay. She's the one that wanted them to have a women's soccer team over in England as well.
Oh, an offhanded comment spun a whole new season, huh? Ugh. Don't like that. All right. Well, we'll just say it could be good, but probably not.
No, right. 2 weeks ago at Enterprise Center, Disturbed was in concert here, and I really enjoyed their pyrotechnic show. Not so much in Chicago. The Chicago Bulls were forced to remove all six of the NBA team's championship banners due to the pyrotechnics of the Disturbed show. They have this whole wall that was just on fire. The six banners that Michael Jordan got for them, all destroyed.
Ooh. Wait, destroyed? Destroyed. I thought they were damaged.
They suffered minor damage. Yeah, they're not going to be up for the rest of the season. They're going to be down and returning next year.
Oh.
So they're not.
Yikes.
They're destroyed. Well,
so minor damage equals destroyed.
I saw the video, and did they have the same pyro wall at Enterprise?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's just. It's not like
bad
the
planning.
Flames were shooting up, right? It was from all the flames.
They did have flames that were shooting up, but they also had a massive amount of flames going on at the same time.
Right.
So all that heat came up and warped the banners.
Dang.
The Iditarod is going. It just ended. Former reality TV star Jesse Holmes, who was on the show Life Below Zero, won the longest Iditarod trail sled dog race ever. It was 1,129 miles due to route changes because of lack of snow in Alaska. And I thought, when I heard this story, I thought, oh yeah, well maybe he did Life Below Zero, so he's been. He's actually done this multiple times and had top 10 finishes, so it's not like he just started this. He did it in 10 days, 14 hours, 55 minutes, and 41 seconds.
So certainly they're
That's
taking...
That's amazing.
Breaks in between that. Like, you obviously have to go to the bathroom and sleep. Do you expect to sleep on the sled?
I think you build yourself a shelter.
An igloo?
Possibly. But the lack of snow, so who knows?
Hmm.
Gene Hackman's three children are not named as successors in his $80 million will, but could still claim the estate. He left everything to his wife, but she died the week before he did, and according to her will, she left it to their lawyer.
Oh my gosh.
Who also has passed away.
What? The lawyer died too?
So, want to go to probate now?
No, because the second beneficiary of it was the lawyer's partner, and she is still alive.
Oh my gosh. How sad, though.
Wait,
that
so the...
that person, some rando person gets it?
Yeah.
And not the kids?
An attorney,
so
but
he's
go ahead.
He left the kids out specifically, though.
Yeah, he left everything to her.
Yeah.
And then.
In hopes that she would do the right thing.
Yes.
Or from what I understand, it sounds like she might have been driving a wedge between Gene and the kids. There's a possibility of that, from what I've read.
That's too bad if that's the case.
But it looks like they're going to still get the estate.
They may, if the other lawyer shows mercy on them, or the other lawyer keeps it and says, see ya, I'm not a lawyer anymore. I'll take this $80 million or whatever he had left over. All right. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in. Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.